Michaela, thanks for joining us. We have some news about what's happening on Highway 180. You covered a story about the construction that is going on there. What can you tell us about what's happening?
So currently there's a couple of projects ongoing on the highway with a potential one on the horizon, according to the New Mexico Department of Transportation. The first one is the Santa Clara Copper Trail, which has been highly anticipated, and the joined lighting project. The trail is going to connect Santa Clara and Bayard with a paved walking trail along US 180 and also add streetlights on the highway from the intersection with US 152 all the way to Bayard. According to the Department of Transportation, that project should be finished by about mid-February. It was supposed to be finished late last year, but the construction workers encountered more solid rock than anticipated, pushing the end date back a little bit. There's also a new project that just began a couple weeks ago in Silver City along US 180 in front of the Walmart. The Department of Transportation said that they are moving a whole lighted intersection, the one that is out front of the Walmart, to the other parking lot entrance, so the light is more evenly spaced in between the intersections with Rosedale and the 32nd Street bypass. In that project, they're also extending the frontage road that runs along US 180, widening the road to accommodate for a bike lane as well as adding a sidewalk. In talks with the Department of Transportation, they also said that there's another project, construction project, on the horizon, but this time for the road in between Hurley and Deming, US 180. They sent out a survey to kind of get the public's gauge on what improvements should be done on the road. They're asking about whether they should add passing lanes. There's also a special focus on the turn right outside of Hurley, right by the cemetery, actually, that goes over railroad tracks. Apparently, there was a lot of rollovers that happened there because there wasn't the right grade on the road. So they're going to add some special focus on that turn, hopefully in the future. No word on when that project's set to start, if a project's going to happen, but the survey should conclude around mid-March.
Okay, thank you for that update. Now I want to move on and talk about a housing boom that is happening in Silver City. What can you share with us about this?
Yeah, it seems like the housing market is the only market that's been doing well during this pandemic. But according to several local real estate agents, the good market in 2020 should continue into 2021. However, a lack of inventory in the market may lead to more land sales. They said that a lot of homes that were on the market, even ones that had been up for sale for several years, began to sell very quickly in 2020, leaving only land left to buy. So a lot of people are buying up the land now and building homes on that land. So there's a lot of people moving to Silver City is what it seems. One of the realtors I spoke to said that most of the people that she helped move here were already active retirees who want to contribute to the overall well-being of the community through volunteer work and such. So she said not to worry about the new folks who call Silver City home.
Now we want to move on and talk about some news surrounding the Chino mine, which is starting back up. What can you tell us about this?
So the Chino mines resumed operations at 50% capacity last Tuesday is whenever they started up again. According to a press release put out by Freeport-McMoRan, 600 employees returned to work, with about 340 of those coming back from furlough. In April of 2020, of course, the mines closed down and only operated on a skeleton crew, putting about 800 individuals onto furlough. So that means that out of all the individuals on furlough, 450 of those individuals about lost their jobs entirely from the mine. Laura Hayes, a spokesperson from Freeport-McMoRan, she said that they look forward to a safe and productive 2021 and appreciate the support of the community as they hope to develop plans that will secure the long-term future for the operation. She further said that the company is partnering with the WNMU, Workforce Solutions, and Co-Starters to provide assistance to those who lost those jobs, including helping them apply for unemployment insurance and also helping them find opportunities at the college. District 29 Representative Luis Terraza, who represents the mining district, he also said that he wants to try to bring relief to the laid-off miners. During talks of pandemic relief efforts at the New Mexico Legislators' session. So that's on the horizon as well.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that story. Michaela Grijalva is a reporter with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. Michaela, thank you so much for updating us this week on the Silver City Report.
Of course. Thank you for having me.